The slide, please, Graham. May the force be with you. That's what somebody said to me this morning after church. May the force be with you, he said. He said, I hope you're going to put that in your sermon this year, Alistair. Because everyone's watching Star Wars. And so I was able to say, yes, it's in my sermon tonight. May the force be with you. Is that all we've got to say this Christmas? Got more to say than that? What is Star Wars all about? Well, Star Wars is this epic story with themes that are also in the Christmas story, but it's not exactly the same. It's the epic clash between good versus evil. If you like, there's this power struggle at the heart of the universe, a clash of two kingdoms. We've got the Jedi Resistance seeking to resist against the evil empire and finally overthrow it. You might be wondering how I know all this. Well, I looked it up on Wikipedia. Oh, I know it's a bad joke, but you remember this guy, Anakin Skywalker. I know he's not in the latest film, but he was a good guy who turned into Darth Vader. Now, I know that's a very extreme example. I'm not suggesting that that is going to happen every day. But do you know why Anakin, the good guy, turned into Darth Vader? It was because of his pride. Pride's not something that we like to talk about very much. In fact, when you start talking about pride and humility, you're on a bit of a hide into nothing, because no one who talks about humility is themselves that humble. But he started off well, but then pride got him. He transferred into Darth Vader. Then we've got this chap here, Yoda. He's very humble, isn't he? And he's very wise. Do you think there could be a link between being humble and being wise? Now, has that got anything to do with the Christmas story? Well, Yoda, he is often saying to people, may the force be with you. But I think we can do better than that. I think we can do better than that this Christmas. It sounds very comforting, but what is this force? Is this force going to help us with the challenges of life? Is this force going to help us with all the problems in the world today? Well, it gives a bit of a false comfort, because it's just trust your feelings. And we all know what happens when we trust our feelings. Our feelings can lead us to some dangerous places. The force is neither good nor bad. It's shades of light and darkness. It's not very clear. But before we take all this a bit too seriously, George Lucas said that his only purpose was to make a fun escapist movie. He wasn't seeking to lecture us about the meaning of life. It's just a fun escapist movie. But what about Christmas? Is Christmas more than a bit of fun and a bit of escape from reality? The original Christmas story is anything but an escape from reality. It's about God coming to deal with our sadness, God coming to deal with the causes of all the problems in the world today. The greed and the violence and the oppression. And in case we're in any doubt, the story we've just read is of Jesus being born, and then a few days later, someone is trying to kill him, and he has to escape. He has to flee like a refugee. So I'd rather say to you this Christmas, not may the force be with you, but may the Lord be with you. To know Jesus as Lord. God is personal. God is someone that you can know. But God is someone that you can only know through knowing Jesus Christ. He's the King, not just any King, but the King of Kings. But the message that I want to bring this evening is that we can only know Him if we're prepared to be humble. It's not a very fashionable thing today to be humble. But the proud will never know him. Now, these guys were very humble. They were called the wise men, but they were also humble. They knew that they didn't have all the answers. They knew that they had to go on a journey to find out the truth. And is that true of us? Do we have all the answers? Have we worked out what the meaning of life is? And are you prepared to go on a journey to find out what the truth is? The wise men had read the Bible. They'd read about this king that was going to be born in Bethlehem, and that this king was going to be the king for all kings, the king for the whole world. They'd read about it, they believed it, and they set off on that journey. And I just want to ask you, in 2018, are you prepared to open yourself up, maybe for the first time in your life, and say, yeah, I'm going to check things out? And at this church and at many other churches, we do alpha courses, which is a way to encourage people in a very friendly and no-pressure way to just discuss and explore the big questions of life, particularly who this Jesus is. But we need to be humble to find the truth. Now, Herod, he was a very proud man. He was very threatened by the news that Jesus had been born in Bethlehem. And it says that he was disturbed. Now, that's a bit of an understatement. Disturbed. I mean, in Scotland, we might say he went into a right stooshy. He got really terrified. He got really anxious. And so Herod, what he tried to do was he tried to silence Jesus. He tried to kill Jesus. The message of Jesus, the claims of Jesus, was something that he wanted to close down. He didn't want to know about it because he wanted his interests, his needs, to be first and central. He didn't want anyone else's needs, but his own needs to be served. And even in our own lives, we can just think about ourselves. We can say, I don't want to know about the claims of Jesus because it's going to change my life. I don't want this change. I like things the way they are. I want to be the captain of my own soul. I want to run my own life. I don't want anyone else telling me what to do. So we think of the wise men who were very humble, and we think of Herod who was very proud. But I want to tell you about Jesus, that Jesus Christ is so humble. What is humility? Humility is the person who deliberately steps down from the highest place to the lowest place in the service of others. And there's no greater height than the height that Jesus came down from. That distance from heaven to earth, from heaven to the manger, from heaven to the cross. And he did that for you and he did that for me. It says in the Bible that although he was God, he was prepared to come down to us, come down to our level, come down and live amongst us because he wanted to know us. He wanted us to have that relationship with him. And through his death, he did everything for us. He gave the most he could possibly give. He gave his own life to deal with our pride, to deal with the fact that we don't want God running our lives, to deal with the things that we've thought and said and done that are wrong. And he comes to say, I want to forgive you and I want to heal you. I want to heal your life. I want to heal your life. But only if you're willing to receive what I've done. Only if you're willing to receive me. See, the end of this story is a joyful story. They were so overjoyed, these humble, wise men, when they came and they discovered the truth about who Jesus was. And the joy of Christmas is there for all of us. The joy of knowing God personally, the joy of having God in our lives to show us how to live. Because He made us, He knows what's best for us. It's not something we should be threatened about. It's something that we should welcome. Not to say that it will be easy. In fact, He will challenge us to live a life like His Son Jesus, a life of love, of putting others at the center rather than ourselves. I want to ask you, in this, have you ever knelt down? Have you ever knelt down and prayed in your life before? Have you ever knelt down? You see, kneeling down is maybe something that we think we don't need to do anymore. But by kneeling down, we say to God, "You're greater than I am. You've got answers that I don't have. I need you in my life." And sometimes it's when things start to go wrong in our life that maybe we get a big responsibility that we know we can't handle, that we're prepared to kneel down and ask God to come and help us, to come and guide us. I know of a father, when the baby was born, the wife told me the story. She said it was the first time she saw her husband pray was the night that the son was born, the first son. And he got down on his knees by the bedside and he said, "God, I want you to show me how to be a good father." And maybe there's things in your life tonight where you want God to show you how to live. And if you're willing to kneel down and ask for His help. See, the Christmas joy and the Christmas message is something that we can really only receive if we're willing to be humble. Because we have to say that, yes, we've got things wrong. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, which we're about to sing in a few minutes. It says, "Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled." Are we prepared to admit that we have sinned, that we need God's forgiveness, that we need God's restoration? And that takes humility. Maybe it's offensive to you that I'm even saying that you need to admit before God that you've made mistakes, that you need to admit before God that you need to be forgiven. But that is the good news of Christmas. At the heart of the Christmas message is that God came to forgive us, and God came to remake us and to be our master. And so this kneeling down, I think, is something that is the best thing that we can possibly do this Christmas, is to kneel down and acknowledge who this Jesus is. Of course, thinking of a baby, it seems almost ridiculous to kneel before a baby. But remember, He didn't stay a baby. He grew up to be a man, the greatest man that ever lived. And He gave His life on the cross, and He rose from the dead on the third day, and He was raised to the highest place. And do you know what else it says in the Bible? That He was given the name which is above every other name. And listen to this, folks. And every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So that includes you, and that includes me, that whatever we do with the Christmas message, the truth is that every one of us one day will bow before Him. But why wait for that day when God is extending His love to us again this Christmas? And He's saying, "Come and follow me today. Come and let me into your life. I pray that even if you know God personally, even if you are a Christian, that in this coming year that you will kneel down more often, that you will stop and that you will ask him to take charge of every part of your life, that you will find the joy of God breaking in to every part of your life and making things new and making things right. So may you just take hold of that this Christmas. May you know that his love is amazing. Jesus, who went from commanding angels to sleeping in the straw, from holding stars to clutching Mary's finger, the palm that held the universe, taking the nail of the soldier. Why? Why did he do that? Because he loves us. And because he has extended his great love to us in that way, how can we not respond by giving him our lives in return? This is the good news, which is not just for the Jews. It's the good news for all. It's the good news for the wise men. It's the good news for those who want to be wise men and women. Amen.